B-Pod Studios.
With 14 seconds to go, and he got hit again. He flares it out. Edmonds catches it. Richardson chases him. Burris now gets in there and knocks him out. And there's a brawl going down inside the 10-yard line. Mason Rudolph and Larry Ogunjobi are going down, and the Steelers are kicking Ogunjobi in the head, and the benchers are coming off the field. Both sides are coming off the field. Marquise Pouncey was kicking Ogunjobi in the head.
Well, I think he'll have next weekend off.
Hi, Zoe.
How you doing?
Thanks for doing that.
How you feeling?
I'm okay.
Good. Enough of the pleasantries.
All right, then. How about that last
night? We did something. We started this Giants week where we look back at some of the games against the New York Giants that the Patriots played. Then we did it Ravens week. We did a little bit here yesterday. You weren't here yesterday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We talk about rivalries. That's a rivalry right there. Those two cities hate each other. I was a kid. I had season tickets to the old Three River Stadium. Pittsburgh hates Cleveland. Cleveland hates Pittsburgh. But what happened last night, what transpired is terrific. It's embarrassing. It's terrible.
Yeah, bad for everybody involved. Bad for all parties.
Is it weird that I kind of dug what Pouncey did, though? Can I say that?
What, throwing a punch?
No, that Pouncey, like, defended his quarterback.
Well, that's what he's supposed
to do. Saw it happen. Beat the hell out of the guy, punched his head, then proceeded to kick him while he was on the ground in the head.
Yeah, I don't really have
any. It's hard to say you liked what he did, because I like the way they had their quarterbacks back, whether it's Ben or not.
I don't like anyone getting kicked when they're on the ground. Like, stop.
No, I know.
Please.
But I was like, rooting, because what Myles Garrett did was so egregious that you really didn't care what happened to him after that. Go beat the living hell out of him. Like, go ahead. Stone him. Like, do what you want to him.
If you didn't see it, you've probably seen it by now if you didn't see it live last night.
It's
see that live. 8 seconds left to go in the fourth quarter of a bad game. It was a tough watch to begin with.
Yeah, bad game. Like 21-7 for a while, and you're thinking, okay, they're not coming back.
I hate both of those teams. I hate both of those football teams.
Yeah, but if Ben was playing,
I hate the Steelers. I hate the Browns. I hate both of those teams.
It really takes something off at not having Roethlisberger, though.
Yeah, but I hate them with Roethlisberger. But I'm glad the Browns won.
They knocked Juju out, you know.
It's one of the rare occasions where I root for the Browns. I'll root for the Browns now against teams that I want to see lose.
Do you know that quietly the best game of the week may be taking place at 1 o'clock this week, which is Houston against Baltimore? And we don't know that because we were talking to Jim in there before the show. And there's a bunch of teams at 5-5, 4-6, 5-4 in there. Cleveland is one game out of the playoff hunt.
They're not going to make the playoffs.
No.
8 seconds to go last night. And again, I'm sure you've seen it by now. I don't know how well I can describe this, but Myles Garrett wraps up Mason Rudolph, wraps him up, takes him down. Rudolph got rid of the football.
Yep.
He completed a pass on the play.
To the left side, little swing route.
I don't know if Myles Garrett knew it or not.
Sure he did.
But he held on, and he took him to the turf, and he takes him to the turf, and Mason Rudolph obviously was offended by this and decides he's going to try and rip off Myles Garrett's helmet.
He took his right hand. Now, he set his left hand. If you look at it, I think the left wristband or area got caught up underneath the chin strap. But he took his right hand over the top of Garrett's helmet and tried to pull it off.
Oh, he was twisting his head trying to rip his helmet off.
I agree.
He had two hands on the helmet, one on the front, one on the back, twisting the guy's head trying to rip his helmet off.
Badass quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Badass tough quarterback.
Guy. Tough guy.
Yeah, he sounded real tough after the game.
Hey, Bush League.
And so, Myles Garrett was not going to stand for that. So what did Myles Garrett do?
Beat his ass.
Myles Garrett returned the favor. He ripped off Mason Rudolph's helmet And then he tried to put his helmet back on for Mason Rudolph. That's what he tried to do.
I like that.
He said, you know what? I'm going to take your helmet off. And now that I've got it off, I'm going to try and put it back on your head. And that is exactly the way that he tried to put it back on his head. He did not hit him with the crown of the helmet. He hit him with the underside of the helmet in a motion like he was going to try and put it back on his head.
Like, he didn't graze him.
And he struck him violently, of course, with the helmet. The underside of the helmet. The open side of the helmet, not the top of the helmet.
What if he sliced the top of his head open with the edge of that helmet? That is
it would have been better.
Edge.
It would have been a better, more entertaining fight than what we saw last night. I think this would have been more entertaining for all of us if Mason Rudolph could at least go home with a couple of stitches in his head.
Could you imagine if they knocked
just him? A couple?
What if he knocked him
He's
out?
Fine, by
Seriously,
the way. Right. He's fine.
He was fine.
He didn't
in
suffer
the
any injuries last night. We're acting like somebody died there last night. Nobody even got hurt.
Oh, the hand rigging.
Nobody got hurt.
This is assault. This is
oh my god!
Jail.
Holy crap! The calls for the assaults today. Oh, assault. He needs to be charged with assault. No, he doesn't.
Sorry, it's football.
No, he doesn't.
You wear a battering helmet. It's a violent game.
And guess what? Yes. Was it reckless? Of course. Does Myles Garrett deserve to be suspended?
Yes.
We can't have this in the game.
Thrown out of the league?
Yes.
No.
Absolutely. Yes. Am I all that upset that it happened? No, not really. Am I outraged? No, not really. Here's something else I'm going to throw at you. Rudolph, throw him a game too. You trying to rip a guy's helmet off? Don't do that.
You know Pouncey's getting a couple.
Guess what? Give everybody a game. Everybody was an a-hole last night.
You guys take the week off next week.
Guess what? Mason Rudolph, we're going to give you a game. You know how this started? You were trying to rip a player's helmet off. We're not letting quarterbacks do that. We're not letting quarterbacks get away with that nonsense. You're going to get a game. Garrett's getting the rest of the season. He took it way too far. But you're going to get a game.
Yep.
That's what I would do. I'd send a message to everybody involved. Don't limit it just to Myles Garrett. He was obviously the worst offender. Obviously the worst guy here, the action that is completely inexcusable, but there were plenty of other actions in there that were inexcusable. You know who else? This offensive lineman? Not offensive lineman.
Ogugie, the 65.
Yes.
65.
Yes, the defensive tackle.
He should get multiple games.
Larry
Ogugie.
Ogunjobi, is that
Ogunjobi,
how you say it?
Yeah.
Who came up and hit Mason Rudolph from behind? I find that despicable.
Knocked him on the ground.
That's just, there's zero excuse for that nonsense. He's got his back to you and you come up and blindside him like that. I'd whack that guy for multiple games. That's the other guy I would get for multiple games.
But it's the whole Cleveland team, that whole persona, their whole culture. You know, it's Freddie Kitchens and what he tolerates there. Like, those guys don't fear him. They knew they could get away with that type of stuff because he's not going to say anything. He didn't know what to do. You see the shock on his face? Trying to tell guys, what are we doing? Get back. Well, we didn't, now I got to talk about this play. We finally beat Baltimore and Cleveland the same year, and I got to deal with this.
Jim is all tied up back there, so I don't know if we have the sound of we don't. We're a mess back there today. But the sound of Freddie Kitchens from last night, we'll play it today during the show. I promise. We'll get to it. But there's Freddie Kitchens after the game last night who said, we have helmet-to-helmet contacts every game.
Oh, on the head, yes.
Was he talking about that play, or was he talking about the other helmet-to-helmets in
Juju,
the game?
Juju got knocked out.
I don't know. I saw it presented last night when I saw it online as that was what it was about.
Yeah, well, I saw
his... Was that taken out of context?
I think it was Juju. I think it was talking
about
Juju.
When answering for Myles Garrett, he says, I don't know what he was thinking. That's completely unacceptable and blah, blah, blah. But I just now, after all the replays and all the times I've seen this, I've seen the play where the camera stays on Rudolph.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, after the play. And as much as I want to blame Rudolph a little bit for trying to rip his helmet off, Garrett wraps him up after the ball's out of his hand, spins him, and throws him to the ground.
It stays on him.
Well, I think he stays on him in part because Rudolph grabs his helmet. So if he went, who started it? Garrett starts this. Because he continues to make the tackle.
Yeah, but at least that's a football play, and we see that happen a lot. That's not exactly something that is like some sort of awful, out-of-bounds, dirty, filthy play or something. That happens.
Like, but
guys get wrapped up. They get brought to the ground.
You see a baseball player lose his mind?
What?
We love a bench-clearing brawl.
How many people like this?
Dude, you got wrapped up and taken down.
I want you to watch the play again because he lets go of the ball. He's still on his feet. And
it's a late hit.
And get it's a not late a late hit.
Not he's, late hit. He's wrapped while he does the ball.
He's wrapped, but he takes him down.
He throws the ball. Holds him. He turns him, and then he takes him to the ground. That you don't see on quarterbacks anymore, especially for Mason Rudolph, who hadn't been playing all that long. He's up. What the hell are you doing?
Well, no, this is my question, though, because Myles Garrett has his head way down around near the waist of Mason Rudolph. You can't expect that player to even know if the ball's gone or not. He doesn't know. He's staring at the turf from waist level. Does he even know the ball is gone?
It's a timing thing,
And no coach.
It's because the delivery
went. But no coach is going to tell their player to assume the ball is gone. You can pump fake. Yeah. You don't know if the ball's gone.
I'm not buying that one because he went to the left. It's a flip pass to the left side. He knew that ball.
How does a player know the ball is gone? Oh, so you want him to let go, and then all of a sudden the quarterback is free, and then him get his ass handed to him by his coach when he lets Mason Rudolph break free? He's just playing through the whistle.
I'm watching it right now. I understand what you're saying. I don't believe it.
Ball's
I
gone.
Think he knew the
nothing
ball.
Nothing turned
ball's
ugly gone. There I until a guy tried to rip another dude's helmet
football. You know the ball's gone.
I think he knew the ball was out.
But no one's excusing his actions by saying who started it. Right. Who started the nonsense on that play?
Garrett.
Okay.
I thought it was Rudolph too until I saw this other play.
What Rudolph didn't deserve the reaction it got.
Because again,
so I can't say
watching
Rudolph
it live
started.
Last night, you had no idea what the hell was going on for like 3 minutes because
Myles Garrett was playing football. Myles Garrett was doing football things.
Not in 2019. That's not a football thing.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe not by the NFL standards.
Well, that's
trying
what they were playing. They were playing an NFL game last night, and he just can't go out there.
Just because the league wants to put the quarterbacks in bubble wrap. Doesn't make the intent of the player dirty.
They have, and they've been in bubble wrap for a long time, and he damn well knew.
Yeah, but that doesn't make
exactly
the player dirty.
Doing.
It doesn't make the player's intent wrong, is what I'm saying.
Yes, it's 100% wrong. You can't do that. You can't.
I strongly disagree.
You may not
with that.
Like the rule, but they all know what the rules are. They all know how the game is officiated now.
Yes,
and
we spend many hours and days talking about how those rules make it very difficult to compete and make plays as a football player, and how many times they conflict with the essence of the sport. Do we not spend many days and hours on this very show, on this station, and across this country talking about that? How new rules in this sport conflict with the sport itself.
Yeah.
Do we not do that?
Yes.
Do we not have the ability to have that nuanced conversation?
Yes, but it doesn't.
Okay, so then let's have it.
Well, do you want to have that conversation?
We've had that conversation for months and years. So then that's why we're able as human beings to say,
do you want to have that conversation, or do you want to have the conversation about as to whether or not Myles Garrett...
Why I'm not as so obtuse to just say, oh, because it's against the rules, he's a dirty player. I can actually think above that
point. Do you want to have a conversation about the rules, or do you want to decide whether or not Myles Garrett knew what he was doing?
I don't want to have a conversation about the rules. You brought up the rules.
No.
I have already told you what I think about Myles Garrett.
You think he was only completing the play because...
Yeah, I have no issue with him
for all
hanging on to the player and taking him down.
Too much
I don't. I have no issue with that whatsoever. None.
Well, then you have... You should be able to root for that, and you should be rooting for that every week. And guys are going to get personal foul calls. They're going to get roughing the passer calls.
If that's Brady, I would want a personal
and
foul.
And every single play.
He
wrapped him up and spun him and took him to the ground.
He's not
after
hitting him
the ball
high.
Was out.
He's not hitting him high.
Ball's gone.
He's not hitting him late.
Ball's gone. It's out. The ball's gone.
But he's wrapped. Like, those are the types of hits that are not dangerous.
And there's a difference between keeping a guy wrapped and either letting him go or taking him down and without an intent. He was still trying to hurt him.
I don't think that was his intent. I would disagree with that assessment.
Because he's such an upstanding, awesome player, and he never gets called for stuff like this?
No, because I watched the play, and I watched it, and I don't think it's that bad. And I think the other examples of him being a dirty player this year, punching Delanie Walker in week one, are laughable. That those are the examples of Myles Garrett being a dirty player? If that's what makes you a dirty player, I think this league has turned into a joke.
Well, that may very well be...
Pushing and shoving makes you a dirty player now?
That may very well be the case, but what started all of this last night is him continuing to take Rudolph down after the ball was out, and I've never heard a defense of that anywhere until this morning. The ball's out. You can't complete the tackle.
617-779-0985. We'll jump right back into this with your calls on this play last night. Suspensions will absolutely be coming in the NFL.
I need Derek from Foxborough to call at some point during the show and break down this hot garbage.
Okay. Garbage. And that for Zoe. All that on the way today. We'll get to the football card at 10:50.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What's up?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Yeah, whatever.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We spent more time looking at the play during the break.
And
the pull down's a little late.
There we go.
This is the problem with not watching it on TV and trying to piece it together after the fact. Looking at various angles provided on people's Twitter accounts.
So I watched the replay on the NFL Network this morning, the last, 4 minutes of the game.
Isn't it great at 6 o'clock?
Is that on right now, by the way?
It's endless. It took so long to play the last even two minutes of that game.
Just keep replaying the last 2 minutes. Nobody cares about the rest of it.
Right, right.
Game sucked.
But in those 2 minutes, as it aired last night, you can't tell, half of what's going on, especially as the play unfolded. It's like, they get to the fight way too late because they're following the ball. They don't expect two guys to be trying to rip each other's helmets off, much less what was happening leading up to that. But what happened leading up to that is that Garrett wraps up Rudolph after the ball is out, spins him, turns him, puts him into the ground. And I understand why Rudolph lost his mind.
It's the pull down. That's what it is.
It's 100% the pull down, and where you can't.
At the point where he starts pulling him down, if he had let go, he's fine.
Yeah.
So it's not the wrapping up and the spinning down. It's when he pulls him down. If he just lets go as they go down, he's fine. So it's not like the length of time that he had him wrapped up or anything like that. If he just lets him go as he goes down, he would be in the clear. But you're right. Yeah. But still, does that mean that Rudolph should try and rip his helmet off?
But why does 65 knock Rudolph down when he doesn't have his helmet on? He's just standing there. He's going to get his ass reamed too. This is crazy. My favorite part of this is what ensued after it. Freddie Kitchens is shock on his face, not knowing how to handle the moment. Mike Tomlin walking to the end zone. Everybody just standing around, waiting to see who's going to get tossed, who's ejected. That's a good job by New York going to the review, too, to eject people. Now, Pouncey didn't get ejected, right?
So the other one that everyone wants to point to on Myles Garrett being a dirty player is when he hurt and took out Trevor Siemian this year.
Yeah.
Which the ball was gone, and then he hits Trevor Siemian. And these are sort of the borderline plays now in this league that you get labeled as a dirty, filthy defensive player, right?
Ooh, yeah. Rudolph's got a hard head, man.
I tell you what, I take Myles Garrett on my team. That's all I got to say.
Love those 15-yarders. Yeah. Just keep racking them up.
He'll take Vontaze Perfect, too. He can play middle linebacker for Beatles.
I don't like Vontaze Perfect.
He'll give lots of
No, I think Vontaze Perfect is out to hurt people. I think Myles Garrett is just an aggressive player.
I think
there's a difference.
I'll take Kyle Van Noy or any other number of players on the Patriots defense right now who have the wherewithal to get to the quarterback, and if they do wrap him up, know enough to let him go once he throws the ball, because you don't want to extend the drives of these teams that you're playing against. Now, it didn't matter in this point in the game last night, it's just dumb.
What was disgusting was the amount of people on Cleveland sideline giving him high fives and hugs as he came to the sideline. Well, meeting Garrett
idiots.
Before
they're
he
all sat idiots. They're coached by an idiot, and they're a bunch of idiots. By the way, DeCastro from the Steelers, 66, who gets on top of Garrett.
Smart.
Saves his life.
Yeah.
That guy should get some kind of service medal from the local police department, honestly, because he didn't do anything. He wasn't punching him. He wasn't doing anything. He covered him up because he knew people were coming in, and he didn't want him getting up anymore, but it almost looked like he was protecting him.
He really takes him down and squeezes him and holds him down, and it pisses Rudolph off. See, that doesn't warrant what happened. I'm sorry what Rudolph did. You can't say Rudolph started and instigated this. I don't know what was going on during the game. If they were yapping at each other and this thing continued. How do you do this with 8 seconds left? You lose your football season because you lost your mind in a 14-point win with 8 ticks left. Now you won't get paid the rest of the year.
Yeah.
You'd sit there and stare. You'd be banned from the facility.
Put that helmet back on. Put it back on.
Oh, look at that.
There's a moment when him sitting on the sideline, again, on the replay this morning, like, you know, in the aftermath where he's sitting there on the bench, and I'm watching it, and I started laughing. And Katie says to me, what are you laughing at? I'm like, oh, he's just counting up all the money he's losing for the rest of this year.
Oh, it's a lot.
It's all that, – that's when it sinks in. He realizes what he's done, how bad this is, and the amount of money that he lost for the rest of this season. He's not going to get another check this
year. What's wrong with our phone?
There's no way. There's no way that guy plays in another game this year after that.
Yeah, he's not going to get paid the rest of the way. That he is not. And he's got base salary this year of $3.2 million, which is good because most of his money is in the form of bonuses this year, not base salary. So, well, he won't get hit that bad. He won't get killed that badly on the suspension, but
it's not hurt that bad.
But what?
They're from Toronto. That hurt that bad. That's from Toronto. From the Bruins thing. Never mind.
I don't know.
But he'll be okay. I think he'll survive.
Yeah.
He's on a 4-year deal that's worth $30 million.
If you're Rudolph there, too, and you get hit like that, just fall down and pretend you knocked out. That would have been so much better. Like, wow, you just killed a man. Killed a man with a helmet.
Oh, I want to know how many games. And, like, listen, Myles Garrett, of course, suspend him the rest of the year. See you later, Miles. You idiot.
Rudolph shouldn't get anything for grabbing a helmet.
Give him a game.
For what?
Why does he get nothing? Why does he get nothing?
He put his hand behind a man's helmet. It did nothing with it.
He grabbed it with two hands. He's trying to twist his helmet off.
But it didn't come off.
So?
I mean, how many times you get hands to the face
matter?
And you're jamming some guy's neck
He's
with your
pulling
hands.
On the guy's
it's
helmet trying to rip off his helmet.
You think it's a penalty? It's
He's trying to
suspension.
Rip off his helmet. Then he kicked him in the groin. I'd give him a game. You don't just get off scot-free.
What the hell? You get penalty for stomping ahead.
He's gonna get suspended too.
He's gonna get multiple.
All these guys involved deserve to get suspended.
Ponce will get multiple.
Everybody involved deserves to get suspended. Everybody.
65 should get two, minimum two.
I'd give him yes. He's the only other guy I would give multiple games to.
Yep. Him and Ponce should get two each.
I don't even know that I would give Ponce more than a game. For what?
Yeah, because you're. He came to the defense of his player, but just said, you got to
punching the guy with a helmet on? Please.
Or kicking. The kicking.
Oh, the kicking, though. You're right. You know what?
It's one thing to come over with a haymaker and punch. You want to break your own hand? Knock yourself out.
Two games for kicking.
You could get that.
Two games for Pouncey. Two games for 65. Rest of the season for Garrett. And I'm giving Mason Rudolph a game, too. You jackass.
Dumbass.
I'd give him a game just for his post game. How smug he was.
I'd give it for his buck teeth. The stupid big rabbit teeth he's got.
That's what I would say. Yeah, give them all a little bit. Give them a little taste. 8 seconds left in this game. You're all idiots. But Garrett should and will pay the biggest price. Hey, you want to make that decision to do what you did? You will pay the biggest price and you will lose the most money. Congratulations. It's really not that hard. The outrage, though, today, the moral outrage, is really something special when stuff like this happens. It really is. 617-779-0985. We got to get the headlines with Hardy. We'll go right to the calls next.
All right. Zolak and Bertrand.
That's a 3-inch difference between those two guys.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Everybody, everybody.
Six 617-779-0985 is the phone number for you. Joe is in Southie today. Joe,
what's up, guys?
Hey.
I thought that kid should have been arrested on the field. Okay, he
arrested.
Did you see? He, arrested
by who? A policeman or Roger Goodell?
Assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. What if that lineman wasn't there? He could have caved that kid's head in. What, I'm wrong?
That's what I fear. Like, if I was Rudolph, I'd have hammed it up more. Like, fall down, pretend you're knocked out.
Has anybody ever plugged Hottie's lithium program on this show?
Yeah. We've talked about it.
Sure.
Why?
Okay.
Should we do that more?
No, because I listen to it all the time. That's all. I just wanted to make sure he got...
What's the one movie that you've watched where they wasted a ton of talent in?
Yeah, no, I'm not kidding.
Like Con Air.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, Joe. Thanks. Yeah, the assault part. We talked about it. Like the assault.
Yeah.
Adam Schefter's tweet last night. Assault, period.
Assault.
Sounds like Montreal fans.
Yeah. What are we, Montreal?
No.
Canada?
We're not doing that.
Is that where we are? That's where they do that stuff. They charge you in Canada. That's what they do. They charge it.
But that's
Marty McSorley was charging Canada, right?
But that's why.
They wanted to charge Chara in Canada.
They want to charge Chara for hitting him into that stanchion. That's right. How evil.
But swinging the helmet like that is why he's not going to play again this year.
Yeah. You know how you hurt these guys? You take their money.
I just hope
you stop it.
I hope he's one of these guys who does not manage his money well and will somehow. What did you say his contract was? He's got a 30.
It's like a $30 million 4-year deal.
What's his guarantee?
I don't know.
Okay.
Let's assume it's half. Let's assume it's $15 million.
Yeah. It was a high pick.
Yeah. I mean, I can only hope that he got, you know, $7 million up front somewhere, and he spent it all on jet skis and snow cone machines.
I'd do that.
And he's really going to be hurting by not getting these game checks. That's what I hope. And it's not out of the realm of possibility.
$20.25 million signing bonus.
Oh, damn it.
Of that $30
million. Damn it.
So he's probably doing okay.
Probably.
He's probably all right.
He probably doesn't think anything of it.
Stevens in Cumberland. Hi, Steven.
I lost my cool.
Zoe, Beetle, you guys sound like absolute buffoons this morning. I mean, I'm not one of those that's saying Garrett needs to be arrested, but, I mean, you guys are kind of undermining just how serious that was, what he performed last. I mean, that was the most disgusting act that we've seen in the NFL in a long time, and you're saying you're not outraged by it.
Well, I'm outraged. These guys are a little barbaric.
I said earlier that the guy from the Raiders, like, yeah, he's violent, but Garrett's just aggressive. Taking the other guy and whack him over the head is not aggressive.
No.
That's the guy you want.
Hold on, Steven. Steven, no, not that act last night. I'm talking about the hits, the hit on the quarterback, the hit against Trevor Siemian. I wasn't talking about taking the helmet and hitting him over the head with it. That's obviously an intent to injure somebody.
I wouldn't have a problem.
I wasn't referring to that act
suspend
last night.
Suspend him for a year.
No, I'm talking about his play on the field.
What will outrage you?
I save my outrage for things more than that last night. I truly am. I'm not outraged by it. I'm not.
Probably. I mean, I would actually be more outraged by... It's hard to put anything else up to this. It really is. I mean, the Albert Haynes were stepping on Garrod's head with his helmet off and cutting him with his cleats. That was probably... Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm not saying he needs to be arrested on the field. I just think... You know, when I saw the replays of it, it's just that to me that just
I can't believe he swung it.
Yeah, it's ugly.
I believe
he should be suspended for it. What more would you like?
I've seen guys take guys' helmets off.
What do you need me to yell and scream? Would that make you feel better? Some yelling, some screaming, some over the top take like all the national guys today? Is that what you would prefer? Maybe you need like Stephen A. Smith in your life, or Kellerman, or one of those guys.
Rudolph needs stitches over the top of his head in order for you to be outraged. That sounds a little ridiculous.
That's not what I said, jackass.
Yes, you did.
No, it isn't.
In order for you to be entertained.
Oh, see, now you got it right. See, now you're remembering. Yeah, I said jokingly, I said, what did I say? I said, yeah, if he had like a couple of stitches or something last night, it would be a little more entertaining. It was obviously a joke, and you can't take a joke because you're too damn serious. And you want to be outraged today because you're Mr.
Verbatim.
Serious and everything has to be Mr. Outrage
verbatim.
Today.
We can't even have fun
and you take
and
everything literally because that's who you are. That's not who I am. So go listen to the Stephen A. Smiths and go listen to the Kellermans today and go listen to the Nick Wrights today. They will be up in arms and they will be overly outraged today. And you can go listen to those guys today yell and scream and call for year-long suspensions and for the police to be involved and for civil suits and for lawsuits and all this bull. And that's your speed today. And me, I'm going to sit here and crack jokes about it and say I'm not morally outraged by it and that, yeah, it was stupid. And no, that shouldn't happen. And yes, Myles Garrett should be suspended the rest of the year, and he should face more punishment than everybody else. I'm sorry that's not enough for you today. I'm sorry.
Adam Schefter is Danny down the middle, and he tweets out the word assault.
You're telling me like the entertainment value last night wouldn't have been better if he went to the podium like a wrestling match after the game and had like a big bandage on his head?
Yeah.
Like, you're telling me that wouldn't have been a little more entertaining? Of course it would have.
See, what you're going to get today, too, is you're going to get the caller.
He's fine, people.
Somebody
from Maine.
He's
not injured. He suffered no injury. He's completely fine. He didn't suffer a concussion. He didn't even suffer a scrape or a bruise. Like, relax.
We're gonna get
everything's
a call.
Okay.
We're gonna get a call from Maine today, and some woman's
Holy
gonna say,
crap.
What if Mason Rudolph was your son?
You need to be outraged. You guys sound like clowns. Be more outraged.
You know what? That's exactly what this world needs right now. This world doesn't have enough people outraged in it. You're right. We need to be more outraged about the Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers today. There's not enough real crap to be outraged about. This is what we got to get outraged about. This is it, so.
Give me call number 6.
Get outraged. You guys don't take things seriously enough. I want to let you know that I'm very serious, but not so serious that I would call for him to be arrested. I'm in the middle serious. I want to let you know I'm real even keel.
On a scale of like
not
one,
so far
one
left,
to ten.
Not so far right. I'm right in the middle, man.
Yeah.
And you're not far. You're not far enough outraged for me.
Sit in the middle here.
Go to FS1. Go to ESPN.
Oh, they're there.
Go listen to those guys today. There. I'm outraged about you. That's the thing I'll be outraged about today. Justin, in the car? Is that what you want me to go to?
No, give me number 6.
Oh, you said 6.
Yeah. Give me line 6.
Blair?
Hey,
Blair!
Hello? What's going on?
Oh,
hey,
wait.
What's going on,
guys? I got multiple calls on. Hold on.
Hold on. This is awesome.
Hello?
Just have them talk to each other.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You two talk. Go.
You guys talk. Go. It's your show.
It's my show. Right, he has no right to swing the helmet at a quarterback. Be suspended. Get arrested. I don't care. What the hell is that about? Get arrested, damn it.
All right, listen.
Watch your mouth, you potty mouth.
Oh, listen, shut up, Zolak. Come on, Zolak. You know you would have not done that. Come on, man. You got better balls than anybody not to do that.
I hear you, Blair.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on. You know, football's not about that. You're watching football. You're playing football. You're not playing to swing a goddamn helmet to do that.
All right.
It's
Boom.
Not football.
All right. A lot of swearing. All right. Okay. All right. He's fired up today, boy.
Thus endeth the experiment.
How do we put three?
Hey, let's get us a Bix.
Oh, God.
Football card coming your way next.
Oh.
First, our introduction.
Zolak, Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
In the town where I
was born,
lived the man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life.
Want to go see Ringo Starr? Now's your chance. Caller 10 to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. You'll score a pair of tickets to see Ringo Starr and his all-star band. And that's coming to the Box Center Wang Theater June 10th. Tickets available now at boxcenter.org. Caller 10 right now.
This song's pretty funny. I never noticed all the little noises in the background. It's
like
you're on a dock. It's like a summertime. It's almost like you're at the movie Jaws. And you got the band over there because it's the 4th. You hear the tubas. You got the waves. You got the fisherman lifting his nets.
That was in that full-on...
Oh, this is in there, too.
Full-on LSD phase.
And then they decided to make this real...
I can't believe that group made that song.
This one, yeah. It's great.
This is from Abbey Road, though.
Time now for the picks.
I hate my pick already.
I love mine. I'm not picking the Patriots.
What are you picking?
I'm picking the Los Angeles Rams. Giving up 6.5 points to the Chicago Bears. I think the Rams are going to explode this week.
Oof.
Bears get 6.5 at L.A. Game's in L.A. It's MVP Mitch. Taking another step forward. Won a big game against the backup last week. Everybody's on Mitch's train now.
Who are you? You're taking the Rams.
Taking the Rams.
You're laying the 6.5.
Laying 6.5. Rams will win by 10.
Okay.
Okay. Bears aren't going to score. Like, Bears have a good defense. I could see this game being 23.
Rams offense has had some issues lately.
Yeah, they have, and they're due. I think they're due. 23-10.
Brandon Cooks is out.
Yep.
No Brandon Cooks.
Concussion
problems.
Yep. They still have other guys. Get it going. Let's go, McVay.
Okay.
I'm taking him.
You're taking him.
I was going to do that or the under in the Patriots game.
Okay, I'm thinking about doing an under. So let me bounce a couple of things off you.
Okay.
What game is going to have more points scored in it?
Houston, Baltimore.
Chiefs at Chargers or Saints at Bucks?
Right, Chiefs, Chargers.
That's a hard one to figure out, but
oh, that's a tough game for the Chiefs. Nice.
Chiefs at Chargers. Saints at Bucks. I mean, the Saints struggled last week, but
Saints got beat by 17 to Atlanta.
I know. They're both probably, I don't know, I'm bad at that. I'm bad at over-unders. Ask Jim.
Okay.
Jim's way better.
I think Chiefs at Chargers, even though the game's in Mexico, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, the Monday Nighter.
That total is at 52.
How's the field there?
The Saints and Bucks total
this is a good question.
Is at 50.5. It's only a point and a half difference between those games.
Saints Bucks?
Yes.
49.5 right now.
I have it at 50.5. What do you have it at, Jim?
Refresh the page. 49.5.
I still like the under.
I think the over under Texans Ravens is 55. 55.5.
I'm still taking the under.
Ooh. That's tough.
I know.
Risky business.
Go through your gut. Go through your gut.
Risky business.
My gut tells me don't make a pick this week.
Yeah, I hate picking. This week at least.
Some weeks a line
jumps
out.
I've actually come to hate this segment.
None of the lines jump at me this week. And I'm looking, you know, for like a big total or a low total and going over or under. And it just, I don't know, Saints, Bucks, 50 points.
Who's your mass play?
How do we feel about the Colts this week? At home against the Jaguars.
Not good.
Are we not low. Feeling good about the Colts?
I'm feeling low on that one. Low scoring. Our picks are so bad, we can't even make fun of Tom.
I feel apathy toward the Colts being at home against Jacksonville this week. I don't have a feeling. You have a feeling on that game? You have a feeling on the Colts?
I feel like the Colts being at home should win, is what I feel, and should win by a field goal. But I don't love it. I don't love anything on this board. Some of these lines are huge this week.
They should win by a field goal. They're only given 3, though. So what?
It's 2.5.
This is good radio.
Can they pull off the field goal win?
Over under.
Can they pull off a win?
Nobody likes their picks this week.
I don't like any of these.
Why don't you get the stupid over
there? I love my pick this week.
Oh, shut up, Jim. Why don't you just move to Vegas?
Why don't we just put all
his pick too?
All right, we'll put all the money on your 2 picks.
Let's go to stupid.
What are your picks? Can I abstain?
Why don't you pick last?
I don't like anything.
What the hell are you doing in here?
Alabama got smoked. Alabama got smoked early last week. They came back. Yeah. Now they're might be on the outside looking into the playoffs. They need to throttle teams now at the rest of the season. They're only giving 18 to Mississippi State. I'm going Alabama.
Ooh.
I don't. Tua might not play, and I don't even care. If they have a backup quarterback, they should win that game, even if it's on the road.
I like that pick.
AC says it with so much confidence.
I like that pick.
He loves it. He's on a hot. Whoa! He's on a hot roll. Yeah,
hot route.
Hot route. That's a hot route.
Spread over there.
What do you got, stupid? What's your pick today?
You talking to me or Jimmy?
Are you talking to me or something? Is Jimmy picking?
Can I let Jimmy take my pick this week?
Yeah, I will. I'll let you have it. Do you know that he has a podcast called Blowing Lines? And I helped him with production.
Really? Blowing Lines.
Blown Lines.
Blowing Lines? Yeah.
About a gambling podcast.
Yeah, I get it.
It's crazy.
But I like to play on words.
I told him come in with a white line.
Because based on your picks, you think you were blowing lines before you made these picks.
Who sings that? Is that Sugar Hill Gang?
No.
All right, so go ahead, T-Bone.
Dan Shaughnessy's UMass Redmen are going to Northwestern this week.
It's the Minutemen, you dumbass.
I know what you're doing. I know what you're picking.
It's Grandmaster Flash.
What am I picking?
Probably taking UMass plus the points.
Northwestern hasn't scored 40 points since September 29th combined.
Oh, they're scoring 70 this Saturday.
UMass is plus 40.5. UMass plus 40.5.
I knew you'd do it. I knew you were going that way. It's not a bad bet.
They both have one win on the year.
I like it. I like your, I like North, what you're
Northwestern
doing
will hit 70.
UMass plus the points.
So as long as UMass gets 31, I'm set.
It's great. The nation's worst offense against the nation's worst defense. That's what you get going on this weekend. All right, Jimmy, you ready to make a pick? Look at him. He's surprised.
He's got a gambling podcast.
Nervous prick.
And he doesn't have a
pick ready to go.
A pick ready
what
to
do you
go?
Like this week?
Me?
Yeah. Me. Yes.
You. Is Carolina still 5.5? That's what I have it as.
I don't know. You're the gambler.
Four. Carolina's minus four.
I love Carolina minus four. Against Atlanta at home?
Yes.
I like it. Carolina minus four.
He was ready to take it at 5.5.
Come on, I didn't have that
now
pick.
He's getting it at four.
Can I have that pick instead?
He loves it at four.
Why don't you give me that pick?
That's
and you
my
make
pick.
Another pick.
That's my pick.
No, I'm going to stay with mine. I'm going to go with the Rams.
All right. I also have the Rams.
So you're not making a pick?
No, I just gave my pick away this week.
You just gave it away.
I like Tom's pick, and I like Jim's pick.
And what did Hardy decide on? The Bucks game? Under?
Yeah, yeah. Bucks Saints under. 49.5.
Way to nail it. Sounds real confident.
But you can't
feel confident
blame
about yours.
By the way, you can't blame him if the pick is wrong. I take full responsibility if it's wrong.
Okay.
I'll just beat
it's only
his
fair.
Ass.
No, don't do
Beal,
that.
You missed a great UMass call yesterday on the show.
I did.
They hit a half court. They'd have
remember
a
half
court
shot.
Oh yeah, no, I saw it. It's unbelievable.
Cam but you didn't hear call. Cam's call.
He had some technical difficulties. He said.
Technical difficulties.
A little overmodulated.
Oh, I've been there. I've been there.
We played both. They haven't fixed it.
Seems like they have the same sound guy.
15 years later, that problem isn't fixed?
Nothing. No. They just left the settings the same. Leave it.
Well,
just plug it in.
My equipment was not great, I'll have you know.
Well, this ain't much better.
I've seen their equipment. It's much better now.
We're going to play for Beetle on the other side?
They ain't using it right.
Let's give it to Beetle on the other side. Give it a call.
Prime Weekly Picks is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood, a proud member of the Pride Motor Group Westwood Collection. On the Auto Mile, visit mbwestwood.com. Headlines here with Hardy, 90 seconds, no commercials. What's the latest on the Kaepernick workout happening tomorrow? We'll tell you next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.